Sunshine blinded her when she stepped out of the dark nightclub and onto the footpath outside. Repeated brown impressions of the sun's face danced in front of her retinas like a potato print trying to stamp away the rest of her anxiety. Lisa reached into her bag for her sunglasses, and with a sigh, she walked across the street to admire the view by the lakes. The wind swept dusty drops of water over her cheeks while she stood in front of the vast body of spring water next to the planetarium. She wiped the droplets away with the back of her hand, walking up past restaurant Cassiopeia, and continuing down the stairs. She had a pent-up tingling in her entire body, but perhaps it was just a sign that the new job interview had gone well. They had promised to call her before the end of the day and let her know if she was going to be their next showgirl. It was a vast sea of time until her evening train left. She had reserved a return ticket on the midnight train so that she could sleep all the way home in a quiet compartment. Lisa was looking forward to acting the tourist in Copenhagen, and it was a summer day where the clouds passed like giant cotton balls in a clear blue sky. She was still in high spirits from the job interview, and especially the last 15 minutes when they had asked her to dance at the pole. When she had set a course for the bus stop at Vesterport, she tried to remember the small routine she had just improvised a few minutes earlier. Lisa decided to hop on the next bus that arrived and jump off at a random stop in the city center to pass the time a little and enjoy the city's and hers impulses. Her feeling of freedom swayed boldly in her hips when she walked. Her strappy high heels made her bulge a little extra from behind. The day could bring it all or nothing, and it was only her who needed to know what the day's outcome would be this evening.